First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, maybe I better start with, I was born in Dallas and was taken to the family ranch in the Davis Mountains at birth, where I lived until I was, I guess, 6 years old. And my parents decided that they would like to have the best of both lives, so they bought a home here in El Paso. My grandmother Evans was already living here, and that was a drawing card for my father. We're a very close family. There were 8 brothers and 1 sister that were raised on this ranch that I'm talking about, and very close to their mom. So every chance they would come to El Paso. So my father decided he'd buy a home, which was just down the street from my grandmother on Grand Avenue. And we were enrolled in school here. And then my dad would travel back and forth to the ranch, and we did too, maybe some weekends and vacation time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got to El Paso. I think it was about 1932 mm-hmm. when we came here.
When were you born?
Where?
When?
When? Mm-hmm. July the 29th, 1925. Mm-hmm. I'll be 74 years old next month.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Or happy birthday, I should say. But can you tell me a little bit about your education?
Yes. I got a very good foundation. My mother taught my sister and I first and second grades on the ranch. We used the Calvert course, which I understand is sometimes still used. You know, homeschooling is coming back into style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we were some 45 miles from one town and about 60 miles from another. So, you know, it just went without saying that my mother or someone would teach us. My cousins that were older and lived in a house not too far from us had a governess. But my mother chose to teach my sister and I. So we did get a very good foundation. I'm left-handed, and at that time I think the public schools were trying to change it to the right, because when I came back into, when I came into the schools in El Paso, they wanted to know where I learned how to write with that left hand. And I said, you know, it was a bewildering question. I was kind of a country bumpkin. So I said, well, my mother let me do that. And, okay, we went to Crockett, and then we went to Austin High School, and I graduated from Austin High School in 1942, and then I went to Hardin-Simmons University, which is a Baptist university in Abilene, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister that was just 2 years older was already there. And that's what I thought I wanted to do, but I got very homesick. I was the baby of the family. And so after a year, I decided not to go back. And I went to what's called Texas College of Mines mm-hmm. at that time, UTEP now.
Mm-hmm.
And the war came, and let's see, there weren't any eligible men on campus. Mm-hmm. And I had some very good friends from Pecos, Texas that were going to Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. And they said, why don't you come down here and try it? So Marianne went to Texas Christian University in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some interesting men on campus, because there were, I forgot what the Navy called them, but the Navy was training some